WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. The search for the missing continues in the Texas Hill Country, ravaged by last week's flash floods. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump came to condole.
So all across the country, Americans' hearts are shattered. I had to be here as President, First Lady wanted to be here. All the beautiful souls. And we're filled with grief and devastation. The loss of life.
121 people confirmed dead, at least 170 still missing. The mystery surrounding last month's deadly crash of an Air India plane deepens. How did the fuel cutoff switches get pulled seconds after takeoff? CBS News transportation safety expert Robert Sumwalt.
The big question is, was this an inadvertent shutting off of these switches, or was it intentional? That's the big question the investigators will try to answer.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to stop its sweeping immigration raids in Southern California. This woman says some of her relatives were caught up in the raids.
An aunt was taken, a mom was taken. It can be a citizen, not a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter.
CBS's Carter Evans spoke with her.
She says she's wondering what happened to the plan to focus on deporting violent criminals. She says she feels like anyone with brown skin is a target now, and she told me that she was pulled over by an ICE agent the other day while she was taking her child to school and had to prove that she was a U.S. citizen.
What keeps Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson awake at night? She was asked that question during an Indianapolis Bar Association event.
The state of our democracy. I would say that I am really very interested in getting people to focus and to invest and to pay attention to what is happening in our country and in our government.
Jackson is one of three liberal-leaning justices on the Supreme Court. Companies and countries are bracing for potentially higher U.S. tariffs, and American consumers and garment workers could feel the pain, too, as CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us.
Some countries in Asia have received notice of new tariffs that could take effect August 1st after the president's 90-day pause ends on higher rates. Bangladesh and Cambodia could face new tariffs of about 35%. The U.S. imports more garments from Bangladesh than any other country. Advocates for workers say they could lose their jobs if the tariffs go into effect and companies are forced to shut down. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
And a German backpacker has been found alive nearly 2 weeks after she went missing in the Australian outback. The 26-year-old's recovering in a local hospital. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Wisconsin's agriculture industry could see both wins and losses under the new federal budget. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Climate change isn't a priority for the Trump administration, so the new budget redirects funds for farm conservation initiatives. Chuck Anderis with the Michael Fields Agriculture Institute says it lacks investments in key areas like technical assistance to help farmers implement conservation measures. Anderis predicts the gutted support and incentives that will go to large farms that need it the least will weaken conservation efforts and could have long-term implications.
And so you're having more runoff and more nitrates in the drinking water, but then you're also having birth defects in babies from the nitrates in the drinking water, and you're having huge medical costs beyond the devastating effects to human health from that.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin's new state budget does include some funding for programs that incentivize farmers to use conservation practices and reduce nitrogen pollution. And Dara says this kind of investment will help prevent flood damage, improve water quality, and make agriculture systems more resilient, all of which affect public health. As part of their agenda to curb government fraud and waste, the Trump administration has slashed staffing at agencies like the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. The new budget proposes cutting nearly one-third of additional staff, and Darris says that agency provides critical technical assistance to farmers, and the lack of support will create barriers for farmers who rely on its guidance. He adds the new federal budget also redirects Biden-era conservation funds that hadn't yet been used away from practices that would reduce greenhouse gas emissions on farms. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with a high near 83. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Tonight, clear and 62. Sunshine, 82 for Sunday. For Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms possible on Tuesday with a high of 87.
It's 67 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese with the Canine Convoy based in Oconto. We're talking Dog Bus. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
This is Aaron, Todd's producer. Thank you for joining us for this weekend's best of the Todd Albaugh Show.
Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our guest host from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair from Chippewa Falls. And ladies and gentlemen, to kick us off, here are the Northwoods Quartet.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome aboard. Everything's fine all along the line. I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, won't you blow your horn?
I've been working on the railroad, 'cause I'm a railroad man. I've been working on the railroad just to make those trains go fast as I can. Can't you hear the whistle? Woo, 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 rise up. Man, I hate getting up. Can't you hear the captain shouting?
Get to work.
Get to work.
Get to work.
Get to work. Yes, I'll be working on the railroad all day.
Welcome to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Patrick Kreitlow.
That is not what you expected when you heard that hairball was going to be on the main stage tonight.
Right,
but,
right.
Well, a little less hairball, but that's great.
That was amazing.
I know.
That was absolutely amazing. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or the like, you can see we are here at the Pavilion of Building C on the Northern Wisconsin State Fair grounds in Chippewa Falls. So happy to have Pat with us from Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. Thanks for making the drive over from Lake Wisota, Pat.
Oh, it was practically a walk. It was wonderful. Good to be back. I love Fair Week.
Me too. We're going to get to more of the fair. But first of all, guys, the Northwoods Quartet, we just just this is the thing I love about going on the road and going to places. And Pat has been here for 30 plus years, and it said, Todd, you got to come up here. Last year was our first year. We're back. And you guys were singing here right down the row, and I just asked you guys 20 minutes ago, and you said, sure. First of all, introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from.
Okay, I'm Tom Arneberg. I'm a baritone from about 1 mile west of here.
Right. I'm Steve Hyatt. I'm the bass, and I'm from Chippewa Falls.
I'm Dan Heike. I sing the lead. I'm from Mondovi.
I'm Randy Liebel. I'm from Eau Claire, and I sing tenor.
Well, you're absolutely fantastic. So how long has the Northwoods Quartet been in business, and how'd this begin?
Well, we've been in business about 9 months now, I think it was.
Really? That's it? Wow.
Yeah. Is that a while, like, good or a while bad?
It's a while good. I mean, it sounds like you've been doing this a lot longer than 9 months, but go ahead.
Well, we've been all in barbershop for quite a while, actually. I think Tom's been in barbershop for 47 years.
Wow.
52.
And I'm the baby of the group. I've only been doing it for about 15 years.
Yeah, I've been in it for about 48 years. Dan and I are second-generation barbershoppers, so we've kind of grown up with it.
Wow. Is this your first time at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, or have you been performing here before? I guess in only 9 months.
This group. Yeah, right. Steve and I were in a different group called Chips, and we sang this many years. But it's the first time for this quartet.
I don't know about you, but I'm always fascinated by a great barbershop. I could listen to it all day.
Well, I just love harmony of any kind.
Right.
You know, you see it in everything from, you know, the Eagles and the Beatles, and you see it in the thing that makes a group work is the harmony. I mean, anybody can just be a lead singer, but to have everybody...
Somebody begs to differ, Pat.
Well, when you combine that talent, that tremendous lead singer talent... How am I doing so far?
Good.
This is getting pretty thick now.
Yeah. Well, the barns are right over here. So, but you surround it with a group like this, and I mean, this is wonderful. What a great way to kick things off.
It really is, guys. For people that might be listening on WCFW, the tap locally, or we go to 11 stations across the state, people might be coming in this weekend. Where can they catch you? Are you just going to be kind of wandering around singing, or is there a specific time or spot that you're performing?
Well, we are going to be singing again at 4 o'clock, or I guess they call it the free...
Wisconsin Free.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll be wandering around, but hopefully we won't get lost, so we will sing when we wander around a little bit as well.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Just today. So the people got to get out here. Anything else we haven't asked you that you want to make sure people know about you?
We have a new Facebook page as of yesterday, just Northwoods Quartet on Facebook, so you can find us there.
Northwoods Quartet on Facebook. And you guys hire out for events or concerts? Or
For a price.
All right. When did we get the Facebook page?
Yesterday.
Oh, awesome to know. News. That's great.
The internet moves really fast.
All right. To find out.
Yep. All right, well, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. Do you have a short one, a quick one you can leave us with, something like that?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Here is once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, along with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball. Here is the Northwoods Quartet.
When it's darkness on the delta, only heaven is inside. When it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me, voices singing sweet and low. You found me where the mighty Mississippi waters flow. Lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale. Way up above, laughter on the levee. No one's heart is heavy. All God's creature got someone to love. When it's darkness on the delta, only heaven is in sight. When it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Oh, let me linger in the shelter of the night.
Absolutely fantastic.
Don't you really feel like the lead singer really carried that one this
time? You really did.
Amazing talent.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all very much. Again, you can find them on Facebook at Northwoods Quartet, and you can see them at 4 o'clock here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Building C. Thanks, guys. Really, really appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
That was... how about that, Pat Kreitlow? I mean, we might as well just shut the show down.
I was going to say, I don't know what you invited me for. I mean, geez, I thought I brought a little something to the show. But
well, of course you
nothing
do.
Like that. Wow.
But that's the kind of thing you find when I think that's part of the unexpectedness for those who didn't grow up, of those of us who did not grow up here north of Highway 29 or haven't been here before. Last year when I was here with our friend Trigvi Olsen, I was just, maybe I'm embarrassed to say this, but I was a little blown away. I'm like, wow, this is, as the kids say, legit.
Is that what the kids say?
I don't know. That's what Zomers tells me. They
well,
say.
I mean, funny that you say that as I turn to this empty chair next to me. Trigvi, what do you think of, it's his excuse this time.
He was flying to Chicago. I thought there was a chance he'd surprise us.
I thought there was, too. I thought, especially if he was singing. If he was one of the guys, how great would that have been?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Trigvi, well, we miss you. We'll have an extra snow cone on you.
Right,
you
know? Exactly.
Yeah. When I moved here 30 years ago, and you know, I'd lived in Eau Claire prior to that, but had never spent, you know, a big chunk of time in Chippewa Falls, much less come to the fair. Mm. And you come to the fair for the first time, and I remember Sherry and I thinking, this is Shangri-La. This is great. This is the best of a modern day Mayberry, in the sense of, you know, it's a community that is, you know, Goldilocks size, not too big, not too small. You got your 15,000 to 20,000 people here, and they come here, and it's not stifling by any stretch of the imagination. And don't get me wrong, I had a great time at Summerfest last weekend in Milwaukee. There's plenty of small county fairs, but I mean, this one to me is really Goldilocks, as much as a fair can be.
I think that's so well said, because you could do the entire thing in a day if you want to, but there's also enough things to explore if you want to make 2 days of it or a weekend of it, whatever it might be. We're going to hopefully, within this hour here, Rusty Volk, the fair director, longtime fair director. I believe, Pat, you said this is technically his last year, and then he's going to be holding or handing the reins over to a new person. But boy, what a history that Rusty has had. You open up this year's fair program, and there he is right there on the front page.
He's the centerfold right there.
Right, Rusty Volk. The centerfold. Yeah, that's great. But also, we'll be talking to him a little bit in hour number two, a little What's Worse edition for you about yelling. How about that? Speaking of Trigvi not being here, no. And Eric Anderson, the director of the U.S. Cube Championship and editor of Cube Nation magazine. Pat, last year when our friend and colleague Jane Matinair and I took the show on the road, we were here. You stopped by the coffee shop downtown with us, and we talked to some of the folks at Cube. And this weekend, as if the Northern Wisconsin State Fair wasn't big enough, people could come to the Chippewa Valley, go to Eau Claire to the U.S. National Championship, Cube Championship, and I hear it's a pretty cool thing.
There's a lot of people that they get hooked on this thing. You know, it's that combination of bowling and horseshoes done with wooden blocks, and I think it's great that you and Jane got to see that. And I turn again to the empty chair. Jane, what did you? Oh, apparently
she's getting ready for next week.
For next week, but apparently Chippewa wasn't good enough this year. Jane.
She did not set the schedule, but we'll be not too far away. We're going to be up in Hayward and Butternut, because the National Lumberjack Championship is going on. There's a big powwow for our Native American community up there as well. So we're doing the show up there on Friday in Hayward, Butternut on Thursday at an artisan shop. And on Wednesday, we are going to be at the EAA Museum there previewing this year's EAA. So we're all over the state, Patrick.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. Good time had by all.
You can't do that at 6 a.m. You guys are lucky.
Because I offered, I said, well, Pat, I've got all the stuff. I'm willing to get up early, and you could do your show at the fair. And you were like, what?
It's just me and the cows, right. You know. It's not that they're not fun, but there's a little more activity at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, just you agree. So I'm so happy, and I know it's kind of a lot for you. You got a lot of other things to do, but it means a lot having you here today and also tomorrow to talk about the fair.
No, twist my arm. I have to come to the fair a couple of hours earlier than I otherwise would have. Sherry will eventually join me in one beer garden or the other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very social, people that you haven't seen for a while. It's, you know, it's kind of a grown-up homecoming, if you will, that people that come back just for fair week. This year our adult kids can't make it, but in past years it's been fun to see them come and then see somebody that they weren't expecting to see from way, way back in high school and get to see each other. So it's just a fantastic place to be able to do that right here on the north end of Chippewa Falls.
Pat spoke a little bit earlier of some of the music coming here, and Hairball is tonight.
That was not Hairball.
No, that was not Hairball. That was
not it. All right. If I'd have known about this, I so would have had them rehearse, you know, a Hairball tune.
All right.
You know? I mean, what kind of death metal can you do a barbershop?
Can you actually name a Hairball tune? I can't.
No.
I bet Trigvi could.
You know Trigvi could.
He's a big metal fan. There's all kinds of entertainment in terms of music. There's all kinds of great food. Pat and I are going to be sampling some of this. I have
here's the remnants of the foot-long hot dog I walked in here with.
Here's part of the cold pretzel that's left, but it's you can get your cheese or your frosting on this. And the look at these super-duper lemonades that Pat and I have.
Lemonades is here. Strawberry. Yeah.
How about that? Mm. You have a strawberry? I have regular.
Oh, okay. Well, cheers.
Cheers, Pat.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can stay with us the next couple of hours. We'll be talking a lot about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Going to be talking about Coupe Championships. And maybe, who knows, you might throw a little politics in there as well. Because when Pat and I get together, it's hard not to talk about politics in some way, shape, or form.
You mentioned Hayward. We're going to talk about that new NASA administrator, Sean Duffy.
Yes.
And reality TV fact, show star Sean Duffy?
Yes, reality TV show star Sean Duffy. And for those watching the stream, yes, you can see in the corner there, we're right across from the Republican booth. And so far, no shots have been fired. Welcome. Well, come on back. It's Pat Kreitlow, Todd Allball. We're live from Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a three-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbro, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin has brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show live
our
on the
State Fair.
Live location.
It's a weird remix of that.
It is. From the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, along with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. Glad to have you along here. Zomer is back home at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. And we are just hanging. I think we're going to be joined very shortly by the fair director, Rusty Volk. But Pat, already some comments. One from our colleague and friend, Jane Matinair, listening in.
Uh-oh.
And she's a big fan of barbershop. Shop, number one, she loved that. But she said, corn dogs, we want corn dogs. You almost ate a corn dog earlier.
When I asked for a foot-long hot dog and he handed me this foot-long corn dog, I'm like, no.
Not going
to
happen.
I want the thing with the extra onions because I'm going to be sitting next to Todd here, and I want him to have the full experience.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Which I sent to my daughters as well because we are not that far away from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, we've been there a lot, and it's a tradition that my grandma started with me as a little kid. Was we'd go to the fair really early, about 7 a.m., and all the stands were already open, and the best breakfast on the fairgrounds is a foot-long hot dog with fried onions on it.
That's cool.
I mean, there's something special, so you got to have it here at this fair, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're warming up the equipment because Jane and Greg and I are going to be on the road next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Eau Claire, in Oshkosh, in the EAA, and then in Butternut, an artisan shop and from the World Championship, Lumberjack Championships, and the powwow up there in Hayward. So it's going to be a lot of on the road. We cannot, this is my favorite part of this. Well, a lot of favorite parts, Pat, but I love going on the road. I love coming up here and doing shows with you, because I think the more that we can learn about different places of the state, so when we're up here, you know, places in Oshkosh are learning something. When we're in Oshkosh, vice versa, and that's really the cool thing about being a statewide network is people learn and get taken to places they might not normally know about.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to talk about townies. There are some people that, like, never leave Chippewa County or wherever. I mean, they're just around their hometown. There's plenty of people that get out and about a little bit more than that, but whatever the townie equivalent is of an area code. I need more people in the 715 to go down to the 414. And I need more people from the 414 to come up to the 715 and stop, you know, dissing on the 608. We have so much to see throughout this state. It's why I talked up Summerfest so much, is to let people know if they hadn't gone down to Milwaukee for that, or a Brewers game, or the Zoo, or whatever, go do that. And I'm just as adamant with all of our folks in Milwaukee, Madison, and elsewhere. To, again, on the weekends, get around the state.
Yeah.
There's so much to see on a tank of gas.
There really is, and that's why, you know, I think Trigby might have come up with it, or maybe with me, I don't know. But what makes Wisconsin great tours? I mean, we hear about in our politics so much everything that's wrong, but I think, Pat, one of the great things about traveling on these shows is we discover how much is great about this state, and more so the people of this state.
And that's the thing. I mean, look, we talk about politics a lot because it's important, but it's not all-encompassing. It's not the be-all and end-all. We all have lives to lead, and our politics would maybe be a little less abrasive if people understood better that, again, the folks over in that part of the state are not the enemy.
Right.
They're people that live their lives in a different kind of way compared to the folks up in, you know, Superior or wherever. And so our politics, our news, everything about our culture wars, whatever you call it, always get better with travel. Always get better when we meet each other, when we hear each other's stories. There's Rusty now.
No, I absolutely agree. Rusty Volk is getting settled in here. Do a little off the text line. Pat was talking about how they half joking maybe earlier about doing a show with cows. Alicia, watching on YouTube, says Pat should totally do a show with cows. So there you go, Pat. Maybe Rusty could probably set you up if you want to do a cow show.
They totally would, you know, if it came to that. Here's the real reason, Alicia, is that I love doing it from my home at 6 a.m. If I get on the road and go any place at 6 a.m. and technically it doesn't work, I got no place to go. I can't.
Right,
you know,
right, exactly.
There's no studio to run to. So, you know, home is like, you know, you go through all this and set it up in the middle of the day, and if it doesn't work out, you know, we make it the Aaron Zahmer show. But
Thanks for bringing this up. When I do some of these things, I have my own production crew. This is real. My sister and brother-in-law, Heather and Mike Galloy, I try to buy them a dinner, but they're doing this for free. I could not do these road shows without them.
You got another roadie here now.
And this weekend, we brought Mom up. My own version of Mom, Anthony Edwards' mom. She's sitting because we're all going to the Twin Cities tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. Or on Saturday, pardon me, Saturday.
Does Mom
Saturday.
Have a name?
Linda.
Yeah. Linda?
Yeah, Linda, Miss Wallace.
Say hi loud enough for us to hear you here. She just mouths.
Right.
Oh, so I see where that comes from. All right.
Mom has always said, I said, why don't you come on the show? And she goes, I don't want to be on radio. So anyway, hey, we got a couple of minutes left here. We're going to come back and have a larger discussion. But I want to bring on here before the break, again, if you open up the great program here for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair this weekend at Chippewa Falls, the cover boy right inside is Mr. Rusty Volk, the fair director, the executive director. He was here with us last year. Rusty, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show this year again.
Awesome. I love it. I love you. Don't give me a mic is what they say. That's a good thing. No, thanks for being here, guys. This is awesome that you're bringing this live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. It's fun.
It really is.
It is.
And we'll get into a larger discussion if you can stay through the break here on the other side. But just give us a quick take on this. How's the fair going so far? Is setup going well? The first day here, is it going all right?
I'll be totally honest with you. This has been the easiest fair to get started that I've had in the last 17 years.
Wow.
You know why that is?
I am serious. I am serious about that.
No, they're like, hey, if we make it easy on him, he won't go away.
Right.
You know?
They're going to keep him here.
You had to threaten to leave for them to finally get things done right for you around here, Russ.
Well, you might have a point there. There's probably some working behind my back that I don't know about.
Oh, no.
But it's been going awesome. When you visit with the North American Midway Carnival, I mean, they were actually ahead of schedule as well.
Wow.
I think it's great because we've been working together with the carnival and everybody else for many, many years. And as we've rebuilt the grounds, we've built it for them as well so that it's easy for them to set up.
Yeah.
And then they're rested and they're not scrambling. And it helps for safety and everything. So, honest to God, this has been the easiest opening that I've had since I've been here.
I love hearing that.
Me too. It's so much fun. We're going to come back and talk more with Executive Director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Rusty Volk. Also, my co-host for the next couple of days, Mr. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, if I can talk. Too much of this great fair food I'm doing on. We'll come back live from Chippewa Falls, Northern Wisconsin State Fair. After this, it's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump comfort those grieving last week's flash floods in Texas.
And we're filled with grief and devastation at the loss of life.
121 people confirmed dead, at least 170 still missing. Air India plane crash latest. How did the fuel cutoff switches get pulled seconds after takeoff? CBS News transportation safety expert Robert Sumwalt.
The big question is, was this an inadvertent shutting off of these switches, or was it intentional? That's the big question the investigators will try to answer.
A federal judge in Los Angeles has ordered the Trump administration to stop its sweeping immigration raids in Southern California for now. This woman says some of her own relatives were caught up in the raids.
My aunt was taken, a mom was taken. It can be a citizen, not a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter.
CBS's Carter Evans spoke with her.
She says she's wondering what happened to the plan to focus on deporting violent criminals. She says she feels like anyone with brown skin is a target now.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
The Brewers host the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in game two of their three-game series. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, the Brewers won the opener 8-3. At his press conference after the game, manager Pat Murphy had this to say.
Good. Hey, I got another announcement, guys, before you get up. Jacob Mizorowski will pitch in the All-Star game.
Mizorowski says Murphy told him the news about 5 minutes before the start of the National Anthem.
Got called to the Mets office and sitting in there, and he's like, hey, close the door, come on. Get in here and, yeah, basically broke it to me, and I had to sit there the whole game and not tell anyone.
Mizorowski joins Trevor McGill, representing the team at the All-Star Game Tuesday night, teammate Quinn Priester.
That's awesome. No, I was fired up. I was really fired up for him. It is, it's electric to watch. I'm excited for those guys who get to see it from a dugout view like I've been able to, and he's going to represent us really well.
That's Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with a high near 83. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Tonight, clear and 62. Sunshine, 82 for Sunday. For Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms possible on Tuesday with a high of 87.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals, he wants the lords, he wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's not Oktoberfest. What is this?
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
Welcome to the Todd Alba Show. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, along with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow across the network 6 until 9. I'm Todd Alba here. Zommers, Mr. Zommers, is back at the world headquarters in Madison. Happy to be bringing you the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in part here for today and tomorrow. And Pat, we are joined here at the table by the executive director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair here at Chippewa Falls, Rusty Volk. Rusty, again, congratulations on a heck of a run here as executive director. How many years as executive director and how many years total have you been involved in the fair?
So this is my 17th fair as the executive director, and I've been involved with the fair for 17 years and 8 months. How's that?
That's pretty darn specific.
Pretty great. That's pretty specific.
I love it.
That's the length that I've been involved in the fair industry.
Yeah, that's just incredible. Talk a little bit, if you can. I know you touched on it before we went to the break there, but you've made so many improvements here at the State Fairgrounds. In 17 years, what do you find the two or three biggest improvements or differences between when you started and this year's fair?
Are you going to narrow that down?
Really? You want me to narrow that down? And you even came from the morning show just to be with me, right?
Yes, of course.
So the biggest thing really of our accomplishments has to be our agricultural campus. There's no doubt about it. When I came on this fairgrounds in September 1 of 2008, it was like, where do I start? When I look at the barns, I was a farmer. Okay, I farmed 1,900 acres and milked 100 cows out in North Dakota prior to moving to the Chippewa Falls area. And I'm going, these barns suck.
They were old. Right? They were falling down.
They yep. were over 100 years old, and I started taking pictures of the framing of the old red barn, and it was like an S that was imploding, and some of the understanding that I had, and I witnessed the first fair, I just let it happen.
Yeah.
Because you got to witness it to see once before you can make any comments, really, as to what's going on. And when I witnessed the culture of showing animals and the intensity of the competition and the amount of fans that were blown on every animal with one transformer pulling all the power and the transformers glowing red, ready to blow, and I'm going, this is what I got myself into. So it's been a very interesting and fun transformation, wonderful journey of where we're at. It's been a joy of going. So the barns obviously are the biggest thing that needed to be done. And as long as we're building the barns, it was like, let's create an agricultural campus. Let's create a campus. So if you'll notice the numbering on the barns and stuff, it's more black and white. It's basic, like a campus would be. They could go to college. So we're setting it up as an educational facility for the youth of tomorrow. And when I went out to generate revenues for that from the Ken Custers and the Rooneys and those elements, I said, that's what we're going to build. We need to educate. Educate the youth for them to educate the public that don't have a clue of how their food is being produced. No. So that's the biggest thing that's my accomplishment, and I'm really proud of that. It's taken me, you know, 15 years of the 17 years I've been here to get there.
You should, because again, my first time 30 years ago, you think, wow, these barns are so old and they're so quaint. And like the next year, you're like, these barns are so old. And then the next year, these barns are so old and so dangerous.
You know? Yeah.
And so to have a director come in and identify this and say, look, we don't have to do it this way just because we've always done it this way. We've got a generous community that's willing to embrace education and willing to embrace their fairgrounds. All it needed was a, you know, a leader, and that's what we found in Rusty.
Absolutely. Exactly. We are here live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. Todd Alba, along with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We're talking with the fair executive director, Rusty Volk. I think the weather may be a little bit of rain tomorrow, but otherwise looks like pretty nice weather for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, my first time here was last year. My sister and brother-in-law live here in Eau Claire in the area. But I would encourage, as we have a statewide show here, anybody that lives in La Crosse or Green Bay or Madison that wants to take the weekend, there's things, Rusty, not just animals, but there's things for the whole family, right?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I changed when I became a director here, the manager, and the fact that we did surveys, you know, and one of the survey questions, how many days do you attend the fair? 1.2. The fair's 5 days long, 6 days long, almost all week long, and I'm going, thank you. Thank you. I know what I need to do.
Yes. Yeah.
So you change things up. You have something for 2 days, then you switch. You got to come back to see the next thing, and everything else kind of flows. You start learning. I went to the Institute of Fair Management, which is a national organization, going through 32 different courses of study.
Really?
Absolutely. They've actually got an Institute of Fair Management.
I didn't know that.
From the International Association of Fairs and Exhibits. It's a national organization, and that was great. I said, I don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
I want to know what the best practices are, and then I want to know what the community wants.
Yeah.
I need to know what the people are going to support. What do we want to want? You know, they want tractor pulls and dirt shows, live music. Well, you can't sometimes have live music and tractor pulls in the same venue. You know, you go through and say, what are you going to do? How are you going
to
go about it?
Do you actually travel around, like, to a fair that is recognized as one of the best ones? Are there field trips where you could say, hey, this is what works, and I want to incorporate this at our fair?
Absolutely. We have a complete network. Yeah. You know, we have our convention, but then we have our district meetings. And I can call the major managers of the biggest fairs around, and they know me by name. So what are you doing about wireless? What are you doing about cashless? What are you doing about barn cleaning? How do you go about that? Connect that. So get the best of the best information. Then, once you know what they want, you just meld it and put it together. So these barns, very interesting, they're set up as some of the national things is what we got in there, especially for E. coli.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
E. coli.
How has it changed with fairgrounds often being seen as a one and done, just a one-off? They do the fair, and then it just sits there. And, of course, here in Chippewa, we've got Oktoberfest. You know, Springfest has had some spurts and some other events. To what degree over your tenure have you watched the fairgrounds become, you know, closer to a year-round venue?
That's the goal. Mm-hmm. That's totally the goal. With our new barns, the Custer Coliseum, that's the first year-round building we have. That's the only building. When I came here, there was no heat. There was nothing in any of these buildings. You sweat all the time.
Yes, you did.
You know? And it was hot. This building has air conditioning now. So this is one of the first buildings we worked with. And we worked with the high school because they did their extravaganza. They would generate over $100,000 in one night for the athletic program. But it was hot, yeah. Stuff like that. Okay, let's put air conditioning. You pay half, I'll pay half. chairs. You buy half, I'll buy half. It's always been 50% all the way. Now everybody can enjoy that. That's kind of the relationships and the building that you have with everybody around. So I'm so proud of that Custer Coliseum down there, because now we got weddings booked down there and all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome.
It's just going to bring more people.
One of our listeners, Mark of Pertisac, texts in. He's listening. He says, growing up in Douglas County, minutes away from Lake Superior, I'm mildly amused to hear Chippewa Falls is the quote-unquote northern Wisconsin.
Oh, here we go.
I have memories of Chippewa Falls when my Aunt Dorothy was secretary for the chief of police there and gave me and my brothers a tour of the jail. She lived just a few blocks away from the Falls Bait Company, and the trip from Superior to Chippewa entailed going through every little town that 53 now bypasses. So, I mean, people all over the state have memories of this fair.
Exactly. So, do you know how it came about, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Tell us the story.
In 1897, the state of Wisconsin chartered the Northern Wisconsin State Fair and the Central Wisconsin State Fair. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair was set up with 27 counties in the northern part of the state. In order to have membership, it was state-owned. In order to be members, you had to be the president and the treasurer of the ag associations. That comprised the membership. They had bylaws, and I've got books that show that. The 30s, there was no money, right?
Yeah.
Depression, nobody had any money. So there was no funding that went about. However, at the turn of the century in 1915, I've got records that show this venue was the largest fair in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
Because in 1913, I did some studies on it, the Aquafish. It states that the Northern Wisconsin State Fair set a record attendance on Tuesday of fair week of 20,000 people, 1913.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, right?
So that's how it's growing all this time. So the Northern Wisconsin, it was chartered the Northern Wisconsin State Fair because of the representation, and we're retaining that.
Yeah. So is there an association and affiliation with the Wisconsin State Fair? To what degree are these central and northern, you know, are they in any way, are they connected in terms of, you know, some of the exhibits or just any of the other structure to it? Or is it completely separate entity?
Here's news. Absolutely not.
All right. Wow. I didn't
absolutely
know that.
Not. Yeah. The Wisconsin State Fair is funded by the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Central Wisconsin State Fair is private.
Mm-hmm.
Northern Wisconsin State Fair is private.
Interesting.
Okay? Yeah. We're private. We're private fairs, but yet we're state fairs because we're district fairs, and that's how we're designated. So people can come from multiple areas, multiple states.
That's what my follow-up is then, because we see there's animals here, there's show barns, there's things. So people, do they still go from the county fair and then get their entries here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, or is it a direct entry to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Great question. So your county fairs consist of exhibitors of animals just within the county. Mm. Thus, Dunn County, Chippewa, whatever. That's 4-H kids, youth kids, FFA kids, other clubs, they have to meet it. That's up to like 19 once you're out of high school, when you're out of high school. Then you have the open fair. So the Northern Wisconsin State Fair hosts the Chippewa County Junior Fair. And then we clean the barns, and we open it up to the open class, where you can come from various states and all across the state. So that's the bigger portion, especially in the dairy portion of it.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Rusty, we've got a couple minutes left here. Is there anything that we have not asked you yet you think the people across the state ought to know about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Well, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is pretty well set up as that little Wisconsin State Fair that has everything that you can have at Wisconsin State Fair, only in a smaller venue is what it is. When you consider we have over 100,000 people attend this fair in the city of Chippewa Falls, of what, 15,000 people? We create a village up here, we create a city.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful, it's clean. We feel we have the cleanest fairgrounds in the state of Wisconsin. You're not going to find a cleaner. It's because of the way we've set it up, the way we clean it. You know, we have a street sweeper that comes in every morning. Peggy Leinenkugel was the first secretary of the Northern Wisconsin
State. Of the Leinenkugels, yeah.
Peggy Leinenkugel, Jake's wife. Mm-hmm. And when they hired me, I says, Peggy, what do we got to do? He says, we're going to make this look like Disneyland.
Wow.
Where it's going to be clean, where you don't see anything laying around.
Right.
You know, I go behind the scenes with my camera. I take pictures of the stuff that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
That's my job.
That's Peg. That is Peg Lanigan.
Quick question. Can we bring a kid in here with a small animal, like a rabbit or something like that, to talk to him?
He wants to bring in a live animal.
I want to bring a rabbit.
I said there might be rules against that.
There you go. Before this is done, a week tomorrow, we'll get a live, because it's hilarity when kids bring animals in.
You can do anything you want. You put your mind to it.
Look at that. Hey, before we let you go, I want to say thank you. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great, Rusty Volz.
Thank you.
And thank you for all this commitment to kids and families at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it. Really appreciate Rusty Volz. We'll come back with more. Pat Kreitlow and myself, we are live on location. Pat will do a polka from Chippewa Falls. Have a look.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Pat Kreitlow Pavilion on the fairgrounds of the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls, it's the All Ball Show live on location here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. The aforementioned Mr. Kreitlow is sitting next to me here at the table. For those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, you can see the people passing by behind this, Pat. And
With an umbrella, apparently.
Started to rain?
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we got the...
Where's that Brittany Merlot when you need her?
Right, exactly.
It's been a little cloudy, but you know, there's plenty of exhibit buildings.
Yeah.
We've talked about the farm buildings going up, and we didn't have enough time to ask Rusty about it, but the main stage, the grandstand, I mean, the old grandstand was long gone, you know, for many years, and so they came up with a whole new main stage area. There's just so many additions that have been made here. And like you said, you don't need just the one glowing red transformer anymore. There's right. there's an entire infrastructure to things like this.
Well, and I think you nailed it, Pat, is that between, it's not just your, there's nothing wrong with the typical animals and that sort of thing, but it's the entertainment. There's all kinds of music throughout the day. It's not just the night show tonight. There are things going on all during the day. There's the carnival rides here you might think is typical. We're in Building C, which, I mean, you can talk about. There's a booth here for soft water or politics or home improvement stuff. I mean, it truly is live entertainment, and I think that's what's so healthy is we get too much in our screens, in my opinion. Get out and see the world a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and there is commerce involved. There's little right. little gadgets that we've picked up along the way yeah. that you go, I didn't know I needed that. And sure enough, you do. And this, you're not going to get that just, you know, surfing the internet or waiting for the right catalog to come in the mailbox. Sometimes you got to walk past somebody at a table and go, what is that?
What's the best thing you ever bought at a fair? Like commercialized, like not food.
Honestly, a hot tub.
Really? That you got at a fair?
Our first fair here 30 years ago, we had just bought the house, and I'll go ahead and give them a shout, Swimrite, out of Eau Claire and Chippewa. They had a couple of hot tubs set up, and as we're walking past them, and we're looking at the prices, and we're like, maybe the house needs a hot tub.
Right.
And so there was a hot tub, but and now, of course, we were much younger then that you're thinking hot tub. Yeah. Now that we're much older, our most recent big purchase was one of those long poles you attach the garden hose to it so that you can clean the siding way up at the top. That's how practical we become. Young Pat is going, my God, man, what has happened to you? Have some Metamucil.
But you can still enjoy a hot tub. There's nothing wrong with that.
I still do for all the aches and pains after I've been cleaning the siding. Right. Yes.
I know. I think I got the state fair in West Allis years ago. I got the hand hammered walk, the old hand hammered walk, and I'm not sure it was great. You could do great walking in it, great cooking, and I also got one of those not Ginzu knives, but like that where you saw the can and it still cuts tomatoes, and I've still got that probably 25 years later.
Oh, absolutely. You. Like I said, you have to walk around the buildings just to know what you don't need right. or what you didn't know that you needed
right.
until that very moment. We talked about the exhibits earlier, all the, you know, the school kids mm-hmm. have exhibits, you know, that are in some of the buildings, yeah. or some of the arts and crafts. So there's just a little bit of everything.
No, there really is. It's, and again, running through Sunday, right, through the 13th here at Chippewa Falls. You can go online. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter, Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and find all the great information. And how great is Rusty Volk? I mean, there's just an institution in the community.
Oh, I know. And I'm sure he's going to hang around after the retirement, and Brian Mackey will take over as executive director on January 1st. And I expect a flawless, seamless transition given his reputation in the community. And you're only going to see more good things happen as the years go by. People go, oh, it's such a modern world. It's all internet and screens and everything else. This is a chance to unplug all of that and just enjoy, you know, the same rides that your parents, yeah. you know, rode as a kid,
yeah.
still safe,
right?
You know, but again, to make that connection, or as they like to say, touch some grass.
There, know? That's what the kids say.
That's what it is.
Touch grass.
Get outside.
Touch grass. Yeah,
this
absolutely.
This is where it is. So you want to be here, especially on day one, when, as they say, the grease is clean and the grass is green.
So. I never heard that one.
Oh yeah,
when the grease is clean.
Day one, where the grease is clean and the grass is green. Yes.
I love that. Also love our very own Terry Parr, who is watching us on YouTube today. Of course, she does all of our intros and so much more. The Emmy Award-winning journalist Terry Parr watching on YouTube. She says, my home fair in Shawnee County, longtime 4-H member, fairs in Wisconsin are wonderful. We lived in other states. I would drag my husband to a fair, and it's a very different experience. And there you go. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate that. But I think, you know, she's absolutely right. There's just something about fair culture in Wisconsin that brings people together.
And I was really glad that Rusty could tell us more about the district fairs and the lack of like a formal affiliation. But, you know, the other reason why you had some of these, you know, district fairs is, you know, the state fairgrounds are a long ways away. West Allis is a long way from here. And there's things that people want to exhibit and have judged, but don't want to go all the way down there. And so you started these district fairs as well. But even if you just get to your own local county fair, you have much of the same thing, everything I talked about with the food and the rides, then the social aspect of it. I just think we have a really great structure here that between here and the Central Wisconsin Fair in Marshfield, that you can go to places like this and see even more than you could at the county level.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Pat, you know how far away West Allis is from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
How far?
It's so far that a kid once took a dozen eggs to show at West Allis and ended up with a rooster. That's how far it is. It takes us a long way.
Did give you that one?
Terry Barr also, and this is fantastic because my stepmom, who lives in Shawnee, also saw this. Terry Barr says, I saw Garth Brooks at the Shawnee County Fair the year he broke through with Friends of Those Places. He abided by his contract to play for basically nothing, which was cool, and so many people. I wasn't there, but my stepmom was, and they still talk about that in Shawnee. It was just before he broke out, and there was Garth Brooks at the Shawnee County Fair.
Oh, that's the thing. It's, you know, you can see sometimes artists who, you know, would not have, foreigners going to be here Saturday. 30 years ago, you wouldn't have seen them here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. But you also see the up-and-comers and can say, I saw them when. Right. And we've had that with some artists around here over the years.
It's a great time had by all. So if you're listening to us across Wisconsin and you want to have a great weekend with the family, get on up here to Chippewa Falls.
That's all for this week's Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. As always, if you want to hear the rest of the week's shows, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And as Todd always says, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Heartbreak and hardship in the Texas Hill Country hit by last week's flash floods. Pastor Jory Gorski says searchers are taking pains to be meticulous and respectful as they search through massive piles of wreckage.
Every pile, every piece of debris, every vehicle has to be treated differently to keep the dignity of humanity. You got to remember, there are people that are watching. They know that their kids are missing.
121 people confirmed dead, including 27 counselors and girls from Camp Mystic. At least 170 still missing. In the town of Kerrville, where so many lives were lost, residents, including Margaret Merrill, are honoring the dead at a memorial wall.
This is devastating. I've lived here for 30 years and never seen anything like this. It's so sad.
As Russia intensifies its air bombardment of Ukraine, President Donald Trump says he plans to make a major statement on Russia on Monday. More from CBS News National Security Correspondent.